It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. This morning, the White House sent information from FBI interviews to the United States Senate. The additional background check into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh stemmed from allegations of sexual assault from several decades ago. Eugene Scott is a political reporter for The Washington Post. He joins us to talk about the latest in the Kavanaugh confirmation. Eugene, welcome to The Morning Show.
Thank you for having me.
The full Senate vote on the Kavanaugh nomination is in motion. What timeline do we have for when this vote could take place?
Well, it could happen by the end of the week. I mean, Mitch McConnell has made it clear that he wants to move forward with it as soon as possible. But right now, the Senate is reviewing the FBI report, and the White House is pretty much standing by to see what decisions are made from it.
So the Judiciary Committee announced yesterday that it had received the FBI's report. As you say, senators are looking at it. Do we know anything about this further background check that looked into the claims of sexual misconduct?
Well, we know that the White House is pretty confident, and there was some concern that the White House was more involved in the investigation than perhaps they should have been. But they, of course, have made it clear that they were not keeping the FBI from looking into the investigation at the level that the agency desired. They have reached out to at least 10 witnesses, according to the White House, and it sounds like no one has corroborated so far Christine Blasey Ford's account, but more details about what the report discovered have not been made clear yet to the press.
So who's allowed to have access to the information from this investigation at this point?
Well, right now we certainly know that the Senate Judiciary Committee would be able to have access. And as far as other senators looking at it, it's not yet clear how many of them will be able to review it this early. But certainly information will be likely shared with them as a decision to be made about Kavanaugh will be expected pretty soon.
Yeah, they certainly would be expected to be able to look at it before they have to vote.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that the White House is confident that there's that nothing in the interviews would put the confirmation at risk. Who did the FBI interview, and who didn't they interview?
Well, we know that many of the college roommates or fraternity brothers or associates of Kavanaugh who have gone public to the media and on social media about their observations of the nominee in college have also professed that they haven't been contacted by the FBI and that they have had trouble reaching out to the FBI themselves. And so there's some concerns about just how thorough the FBI investigation was. Details of who has been contacted have not been made as public yet, and we will know soon. We do know that there were 10 witnesses that were reached, 9 of them who were interviewed, and we know that none of them were corroborated for a story yet.
Mm-hmm. Eugene Scott is a political reporter for the Washington Post. We're talking about the latest developments in the Brett Kavanaugh nomination process in the United States Senate. U.S. Senators Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski are three Republicans who could stand in the way of the confirmation. Which senators could make or break Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court?
I think it's those, quite frankly. I mean, many eyes are on Jeff Flake, many eyes are on Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. They are the senators who have been less vocal about what it is that they will definitely do. But there certainly has been some interest recently in the positions of Ben Sasse from Nebraska. He hasn't been incredibly vocal during this entire process, but has expressed disappointment very recently. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, he was one of the ones who spoke out against what the comments that President Trump made at a rally, and there were several other senators who weren't too happy with what President Trump had to say.
Indeed, I mean, he has very often been a critic of the president when it comes to demeanor and behavior and tone and morale. whether that will translate into him not supporting Kavanaugh's ascension to the bench is not yet clear.
Okay. Of course, this morning, the lawmakers are getting their first look at the FBI's findings. What would these senators that we just mentioned, what would they need to see in order to either vote no or to be confident in voting yes?
Well, we've seen both Jeff Flake and I believe Susan Collins say that if it has become clear that Kavanaugh lied under oath, that would be disqualifying for them. And so if this investigation revealed something suggesting that he was not truthful, despite repeatedly insisting that he has been, based on what the lawmakers previously said, we could expect them to vote against him. Whether they'd follow through with that or not is not yet clear, but perjury definitely seems to be an interest topic to not only them, but people who are watching the whole incident closely.
And as we alluded to just a moment ago, at a rally on Tuesday, President Donald Trump mocked Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault while they were teens. Do you think this is going to have any impact on whether the Senate votes to confirm Kavanaugh or not?
I don't think it will have as big of an impact as maybe some on the left are hoping. It's important to remember that it is Trump who mocked Ford, not Kavanaugh. And so while they would be frustrated with how insensitive they believe the president has been in handling this situation, I don't think they would use that example as reason alone to keep Kavanaugh from the bench.
Assault allegations aside, how could the comments that Judge Kavanaugh made and the tone that he took in front of the Judiciary Committee last week affect his chances to be seated on the high court?
Well, for lawmakers who really are looking for the Supreme Court to remain a part of our checks and balances, this could further the belief that Kavanaugh would not be one of those people to honor that tradition. There was concern even before his testimony that he would not be as objective as we would want a judge to be based on previous writings and sayings of his related to Trump and, you know, the potential consequences of an investigation. But his attacking people affiliated with the Clintons and the Clintons themselves and people who just did not want Trump in office really did raise red flags, obviously, for lawmakers on the left, but those on the right as well.
What did you notice about what the judge said when being asked about sexual assault?
The defensiveness, I think, was most noticeable. And I think many people would say you would respond in the exact same way if you were such falsely accused of a similar crime. But I think the expectations that we have of justice is the temperament, the response to just very difficult situations was not there. And I think he understood that as well, which is why when he came back into the chamber after a brief break, he apologized to Senator Klobuchar because I think he was aware that his demeanor was not what he wanted to project in this entire situation.
Eugene Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Eugene Scott is a political reporter for The Washington Post. Coming up next, Wisconsin makes some really cool things, and we'll talk about a friendly rivalry among companies and discuss the greater state of manufacturing in Wisconsin. That's all coming up on The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.